Tezayin, the last, the second to last line. Sanhedrin Gedol
Ha'isa.
Sanhedrin, the second to last line. The Sanhedrin Gedol Ha'isa says in the Mishnah that the Sanhedrin Gedol was 70. Machlokes between Nechama and Yehuda, was it 70 or 71? So the question over here is, it says Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. The pasuk says, if you look at it, if you have the new Gemara in the very very bottom, if you look at the pasuk, the Gemara is going to quote the pasuk. No, if you don't have it, I'll just read you the pasuk. Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael Asher Yadata Kinyim Zikne Ham B'Shaydov. Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to go gather for me 70 people from the Zikanim, whom you know to be our people that are roy, that are fitting to be the Sanhedrin. For the kachto isam el oil mor, you shall bring them to the oil morid v'siatzvu, and they shall stand shom there imoch together with you.
I believe that's quoted in Parsha Baloischa.
That's Parsha Baloischa
when he shared his nevuah.
Exactly. That's the whole document right now. El Gemaid is all about El Gemaid. Very good. So here Hashem tells Moshe, I only got these 70 people, and if they're going to be 70 together with you, that means if Moshe is with them, there's a grand total of 71. But maybe not. Maybe Moshe is not included. So the Gemara says, "What is machlokes in Mishnah? Sanhedrin Gedol Ha'isa, my time with Rabban. What did Rabban say? You need 71. The Amri, Moshe al Gabeim. Moshe is on top of them. Moshe is going to be number 71. 70 imach together with you. How do you know that? Amakra v'siatz v'shamim shall stand there imach together with you. That's 71.
So Moshe,
but they shall stand imach together with Moshe.
Hashem is saying that.
That Moshe gathered me 70 people and they shall stand there imach together with you. So you, Moshe, are man number 71. 70 plus you, Moshe. Now the Mersakash imach together with Moshe. Dashan says imach, which we interpret imach ve'at b'hadai. The word imach is to be interpreted to mean, and you are to be together with these other 7 people for a grand total of 71. Now Rabbi Yehuda. So the question now falls in the court of Yehuda. What then does he do with the word imach? L'cha'ira, the pshuta shel mikra is mashma like the chacham that you need 71 people. So the Gemara says a new drash imach mishum shechin. And that's a very hard concept. What this means is they shall stand there with you, meaning do not go. All it means is this is like a red light. I want you. I tell them they shall come to the oil moed, but don't go inside. In other words, you Moshe. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says. It says, "Es l'shem yishu zikne yisrael asher yidat hakim zikne yom v'shaytrof v'lokach tesam el ohel moed." And what should they do? V'siatzvu shem, they shall stand there imach. This is a red light. Like this is the first makar for having a red light in the Torah. Don't go in. Imach means you're standing outside. Prevent them from going inside because the shechina is inside the ohel moed. And the zikenim, even though they're very, very great, they're not roy to go into the place where the Shechina is resting. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu that was allowed to go into the exact makom where the Shechina was resting. So Moshe was outside the old Moed. He's now gathering 70 people. They're inclined, they may be misled to think that since we've been called to come to the old Moed, we should enter, just like Har Sinai. This Gemara parallels Har Sinai. 3 times that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go to the Zikvalis and warn them, Hagbalah, don't go to the mountain. Klal Yisrael's biggest nesoyin is to go too close. Nodav v'Avihu, what was their mistake? On the Hakamas, the Yom Hakamas of Mishkan, they went too close. They went lefnai v'lefnim. Biggest nesoyin Klal Yisrael is to know your place. Know not to go too far. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want this to be another situation of Nodav v'Avihu. The Hagbalah. This is another example in the Torah of Hagbalah. So imach means Moshe, you're standing there. You basically are going to hold up a big red sign like those kind of the cross, those cross people doing
crossing guards,
crossroads. You hold up the sign. We call
crossing
construction.
Guards.
The construction scenes stop.
Yep.
So imach does not mean imach does not mean that you Moshe shall be together with the 70 people to be part of the number. Imach means you Moshe are going to be there as just a worker. To stop them from proceeding, because if they're going to go into the Ol Moed, they're going into the territory of the Shechina.
Now we can just take a simple shot. 70 people with you. If I would say to you,
I want 70 people with you. What would you say?
71.
Well, I would say 69. Yeah, 70. 70
no, no,
with
no,
you.
No, 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 no. No one says that. No one. I hear what you're saying.
I
hear what you're saying.
I would read it.
Imach means, so obviously, that, okay, I hear what you're saying, but the fact that it says 70, and then it says Imach, the Gemara feels that the Ikub Shat is 71. Ikub Shat is Imach means with you means we're going until 71. So the Gemara swore by the Rabbi Yehuda, it says Imach. No, Pshat is, Imach doesn't mean you're part of the number. Imach means it's a location. Location, location, location. Gather 70 people and have them stand imach in this location to prevent them from going into the olma where the Shekhinah is present. It's a very fine point in the Gemara. We have to understand the Pshat in the Gemara, and there's a lot of depth here because it's teaching you the concept of Hagbalah. Just like my Bat Torah is Hagbalah, just like my Dad Ravid is Hagbalah, same, look at the Rashi. The Tabrash over here is imach yamdu michutz lo ilmoid. It's a location. The lo yavo lo ol mishum Shekhinah. That is Rashi's first interpretation of the depth of the word imach. This interpretation is Moshe should be with you, not that you Moshe will be part of the part of the counting. You, it says Vayotzel Hashem, that Moshe is going to give over the kedusha from Moshe, will be transferred. We don't know if this is a very mystical concept. Will be transferred to them. Vayotzalti min haruach. I will bestow, I will, I don't even know the word Yotzalti means. It's a very mystical word. Yotzalti min ruach asher lecha. I will draw from the spirit that is upon you, Moshe, and I will give it over to all the people that are standing outside. Okay, now that is answered. In fact, now the Moshe Kasha, imach mishum shchina, imach mishum shchina. V'rabbanan, now the Rabbanan, omar kura v'nasu itach. V'masi ha'am, itach va'at bahadayus. Now the Gemara says, how then does the Rabbana know this concept? If the Rabbana are going to use the word, are going to use the itach. Word imach to mean 71, that you're part of the council, how then do we know that Moshe, how we know this other concept,
itach.
that mishum shechina, that they should not enter into the oyel moyed.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, we have another pasuk. Rabban amakra v'nasu, they will carry the weight of Klal Yisrael itach, together with you, the Maaseh Ha'am in the weight of the people, there was the burden of the people will be the 70 people will carry it together with you. Itoch v'at, I'm sorry, the Gemara now is like, okay, fine, we now clearly understand the Makar the Gemara says you're right. I'm not prepared that much, I apologize, the Gemara is saying correct. The Rabbi Yehuda's pshat in the pasuk Yimach is correct, and therefore the Rabbanan now are back in the corner.
You have to find a different pasuk.
In other words, everyone is now going to learn the pshuta shel mikra Yimach means a stop sign. They should be with you mishum shechina, or if you're tzaltim in a ruach, going to take from your kedusha, going to give it to the 70 zakenim.
Tough of the fella.
Wait. So if that's taka the pshat in the pasuk, I'm sorry. That's pshat in the pasuk. So then the question falls back that the Rabbi Yehuda has the ikur pshat in the pasuk. So how then the Rabbanan know there should be 71? If the Pasuk says, gather me 70 people, and the word imach means a stop sign, or it means yotzalti, so then, and that has to be the correct pshat, so Rabbi Yehud is right. So how then do the Rabbanan then know that you need 71 people? So the Gemara says, you're right, the Rabbanan will stand down. We give over, we agree to the Shita of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. How then do we know? So we have a new Makar, a new Pasuk, it says, Rabbanan amakor v'nasu itach. And that pasuk, there's no stop sign. That pasuk is not, there's no shaychas to shechina. The nail, it means 71. Itoch, the meaning, the mordashans, ve'at you Moshe behadaya, you are going to be together with the other 70 people. Rabbi Yehuda, itoch, bedoimim lach. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, so now the question falls back on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So what then does he do with the word itoch? What does he do with the word itoch? He also only needs 70. So it says itach b'doim l'cha, which means they have to be equal to caliber, quality people like Aryeh, quality people, people of all the milas, quality people, not just them, you ordinary people. Okay, this is preserved for all posterity.
No one's listening, right?
No one's listening. That's right.
You got
a good point.
You don't find anywhere.
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Baran, l'v'hakel l'lecha v'nasu itach nafka. I apologize, we have to go because we're getting very tied down, and then we'll get back to Shadaf, and then we're in a lot of trouble. So then the question is, how does Rabbanan know you have to have quality Dayman. People?
Uh-huh.
So the Gemara says another pasuk, v'hakel mi'alech v'nasu itoch nafka.
Pasuk Yisrael, I think. Yeah.
So this is a different pasuk.
Yisrael, yeah.
This, the first pasuk was v'nasu, and this was v'hakel. Okay, they're two different pesukim, and there'll be light from upon you, and they'll carry itoch and afka. And the alpha. Now, what's the difficulty with this pasuk? Why is this pasuk not an ideal pasuk? Because this pasuk is not discussing Tzvi Gedayla. The Sanhedrin Ketana, the 23 Dayanim. The alpha, Sanhedrin Gedayla, Mr. Gantas Svar. It's a logic. Even though in the Chalam you're going to go, you're going to hold me down, it's not the same best. And we're here discussing the halach of the seven, the Sanhedrin Agadol, and not the Sanhedrin Ketana. It's not a kasha, it's a mamotzinu, it's a svara. That the Sanhedrin Gedolah should be no worse than the Sanhedrin Ketana. You need people of caliber. That is the worst.
Very quickly, how do you know what Sanhedrin Ketana is referring to?
Because that, cause look, we have to look at the pasuk. That's the problem. We learned Afyom. We don't go to the pasuk, the context of the pasuk. But the Gemara in that parsha, actually, you look in on the side of the Gemara when it quotes the whole pasuk.
So since you find Sanhedrin Ketana is
also
in the same thing, even though it doesn't say explicitly,
that pasuk is in Mishpatim Yisro. That was Yisro's advice. Yisro was not telling him 71. 71 first came. 70 came first in Parashas Bahaloisa. Now come Yisro was 23 for the Gemara Midrash. There should be no difference. The Alpha says, okay, that concludes the Gemara. A beautiful Gemara, beautiful independent, very solicitous Gemara. And then I think it's 70 and 71. Yesterday in the Kinois, there's the Kinois when in the famous Kina of Yirmiyah, he meets the Isha that is dressed in black, and she says to him, he says to the woman, who are you? Are you a demon? Or are you a human being? And she says, I am one, I am three, I am 12, I am 71.
Wow.
So she says this, she's passing like, if I'm not mistaken, she's passing like who?
Like
Rabbanan. What about the Shita? What about... No, she's just a 70. I'm sorry, take it back. I am 70. So she's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Are you talking? The Isha that's dressed in black is coming to pass in Halacha. I am Knesset Yisrael, and she's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Halay Davar. Okay, by the way, if you eat up all those numbers, Derech Agav, if you eat up all the numbers, I'm 1, I'm 3, I'm if you eat all the numbers, it comes out to the Gematria of Pesach. And that way she's saying, I'm Pesach, Tzeisi Mimitzrayim. And now I'm mourning over the fact, Tzeisi Mirushalayim. If you add up all the numbers, and then that what she says, the mystery, 1, 3, 5, whatever, 1, 3, 12, 70, 60, also 60, she said, 63, but you add all the numbers, it's the Gematria Pesach.
No,
unbelievable.
No discussion in the Gemara what Rabbi Yehuda does with this other post.
No, yeah. Right. The Gemara does not answer. I guess maybe you can suggest that Yehuda holds that you cannot learn that. Maybe he holds that you cannot compare the Sanhedrin Gedolah to the Sanhedrin Ketana because the Sanhedrin Gedolah, you're not going to find someone like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different view.
Tara.
What?
If you're getting ready for Elul with me.
Okay, so Einach Nai, maybe he holds that you need two separate things. You cannot learn out one from the other. You need a pasuk by the Sanhedrin Ketana to teach you. They have to be like Moshe, and the second pasuk to teach you by the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Yeah, they have to be. They are two different pesukim. You should not learn out one from the other. Maybe you're right. There's a lot of depth in that, and exactly the nature of the quality of the people, how to understand who you come to compare to. That's a very interesting idea to delve into. Next, now we go to Gemara very quickly. This is a little bit more agarata. Turn up on the it says in the pasuk by Yishadu Shnei Noshim B'Mamach, there were two people that left over the Machne by Yisnab. When Moshe went and selected the 70 people, there were two people that were left over. And they didn't show up. They did not show up. So what's going on? What is the Yesham? Some say B'Kalfei. So some say B'Kalfei Nishtayu. Some learn that Yisharu means the Kalfei means the lots. The lottery was leaven. The kalfi means the piece of paper. So the kalfi means a piece of paper which there's something written upon it, and it is in a box. That's called a kalfi. Have the same thing by Yom Kippurim. They wrote one la Hashem, right. One la Zazel. Those objects were called kalfi. They're called pieces.
Boxes, no?
The what? Box, the box where those a big kalfi in the box. In the box where you cast the lottery, you all see them. They turn the thing, and that's called the kalfi. Nishtai. So what does it mean? What does it mean that these by Yisharu, it was left over? It means there were two different pieces of tzetloch that were left over in the box, which they would cast the last. Now, what does that mean exactly? So the Gemara explains in very great detail. There are 70. I want you 70 people to be on the team, and there are 12 shatim. So 12 is not divisible by 7. By 12 is not divisible by 12. So Amarisha Kate said, what am I going to do? The math doesn't add up. Ever Shisha be called Shevet Veshevet. I select six of each one of the 12 Shvatim. Nimsu Shnei Shnai Misim. They're going to be 72. So going six times 12 is 72. So we have two extra. Why do we need two extra? Ever Chamisha Chamisha be called Shevet Veshevet. Go select five from each of them. It's going to be 60. So Nimsu Asoro Chasidim. We're lacking 10. So what are we going to do to come up with the exact number of 72? So Moshe came to the conclusion.
Not 72, you mean
70. 70, you need 70, you only have 60. So Ever Shisha Mishavit Zever, Chamisha Mishavit Shai, go select six from this Shavit and five from this. Shavit done, you only get five. Shavit lady, you only get five. It's an insult. Ze Harini Matil Kina Ben Hashvatim. It's not good after Tisha B'Av to go be Matil Kina. So what am I going to do? So Me Asa, so Beir Shisha Shisha. He went and he selected six six. Everyone, every Shiva got six. So we have two extra. But Behavi Shiv Mishnaim. So everything was 60. There was 72 people that were selected, and he put. He made a lottery. He put out. They took 72 tzetlach, and on 70 of the 72, he wrote the word Zokain. So we took this behavior shiv mishnayim piskin 72 pieces of paper. Al shiv cost of 70 wrote zokein mishnayim hinei cholok and two he left blank. You don't write on a piece of paper you lose. That's not nice. You just leave it blank. It's self understood.
Possible one shiv only got four.
No. They already know. He already selected.
Five
from everybody.
He already selected. Yes, a good question. Yes, a very good question. He's not asking a good question. No, it's not what it says. It says over here that maybe it would come out that one shevet will get only four. He's actually asking very, very good.
It could have been, but it wasn't.
So, no, that's a very gvaldi kasha. I don't know. I got to think about that. It's a very gvaldi kasha. So I'll shiv and cause exactly v'shnayim in yecholak. Belalon, he mixed them all thoroughly in this box. Unasanon, he put them belalon, he mixed them unasanon bekalpi. Not like the way they do in the lottery. In the lottery, they mix it in the kalpi. Can you notice that? Isn't that very interesting? The lottery, watch the lottery on television.
Always doing them.
Yeah, watch. They go, they flip everything, and then they go and they mix it in the kalpi. No, here you first you mix it, and then you put it in the kalpi, and then you put it in the box, okay. And then you put your head into the box. See, das Torah, hepach midas balabais. Amar Lohem, and he said, then bow come, utu piskechem, take your piece of paper, call me shalom the other zokain. Anyone one of these 72 people, which picked up a piece of paper, and upon which he said the word zokain, Amar, and this is an amazing thing, kivar, kideshcha shamayim. In the past, look at the words of the Gemara, you have already been selected. This piece of paper is just icing on the cake. It's just a confirmation. It's a gilui one. It's not like this lottery is going to be Mevara that now you're going to get this.
It was predestined.
Predestined. When it comes to the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, was it predestined or did the lottery now establish for the first time the Chaluk? Doesn't say Kivar. This is a very powerful word in the Gemara. Kivar, Kidesh Hashemayim. Umish Ola B'yadu Chalok, Amar Hamakim Lo Chofetz B'chol. Wow, that's very powerful. You see, he does a stira. First, he leaves it blank. He doesn't say, you lose. And then he goes on, the Gemara says, Hashem doesn't want you. That's a very harsh thing to say. It's very painful to hear those words. Yeah. I don't know what this means. Moni Esa, if Hashem doesn't want you, Isn't that a frightening thing to say?
Yeah.
So mo ani esalach, what can I go do for you? Okay, so if this is the technique of the lottery. Now we go another lottery. So here's the story, some background. The background is there were 22, it was the original intent that the firstborn should be do the avodah. Are you a Bukhar?
Yes.
Oh, you're a Bukhar. So the Bukhar is supposed to the avodah, some say the lost love, and you get the avodah back. So therefore, Melu was supposed to be the Bukhar gets the avodah. I don't know, some shit, it's not a different
thing. Right, right, some say.
So you're a Bukhar.
What's a Bukhar?
He's a Bukhar.
Are you?
No. He's working on it.
Tati's a Bukhar?
Yes, the Bukhar does the avodah. So after the Cheder Egel, what happened after the Cheder Egel? The avodah was taken away from the Bukhar, was given to the Kohanim, Shevelev, Mila Hashem Elai. Mila, they got the avodah. So now the problem is, but the Bukhar still has Kedusha. The Bukhar, even though we're taking away the giving to the Kohanim, they have what was the Kedusha. So the Bukhar has to be redeemed. So we have to match up the Levi, so each Levi has to replace the Bukhar. So there are 20 to do it exactly, bizarre, but that's the way it came out, Hashkacha Pratis. There were exactly 22,000 Levim. How many firstborns were there? 22,273. So the problem is there are 273 Bukhairim which do not have a replacement.
Yeah.
They don't have an equivalent to replace them. Right. So what are they going to do? So therefore, they have kedusha, like pidyon haben. That's what pidyon haben is all about. To some degree, you redeem the firstborn. That's right. Kedusha. You can't be mishamish with a child until the child is redeemed with the firstborn. So what are they going to do? These 270. So Hashem says those 200, those extra 270 people, they're going to
how
have
many
to
extra
273. There were 273 more firstborns than there were at Levium. Yeah. So Hashem says those 273 firstborns have to be redeemed with 5 shekalim. Each one will give 5 shekalim, and by giving 5 shekalim, they will now redeem themselves. Their kedusha will be transferred, will be taken off, and therefore there's no problem. The problem is, who are the 273 people who have to redeem themselves? If you go to any Levi, any Bukhar, there are 20,273, and say, please give 5 shekalim to redeem yourself because you don't have a Levi that matches you up. What do you mean I don't have a Levi? Go to someone else. I'm connecting one of the Levim and my neighbor. Let him go pay the 5 shekalim. Why do you have to go and make me? How do you know who should be the one that's give? So Moshe made a lottery. He made 20,000. It's a lot of work. 20,000 pieces of paper and 20,273. And he put in a big lottery. And he told all of the first. He gathered all of the firstborns in Klal Yisrael. And they all picked up the paper. And 273 of them got the lucky paper that said, you lose. Neither. You have to go. Be the one has to go and redeem yourself for 5 shekalim.
What did
it say on the piece of paper? Let's see. It says Ben Levi. Every single, the 273 extras have to pay 5 shekalim. What should I do? If I go to an individual, I live on the street. Oh, my lucky day. You're going to have to go pay for yourself. Tainli pidyonecha v'tzei. Give me 5 shekalim. Yoimali. So the Levi will say to me, Kvar Piduani ben Levi, you're making me pay. There's someone else out there. There's a Levi. The Levi, I correspond to one of the 20,000 Levian. So Me'asa. So what did Moshe do? Hevi Eshem Mishnaim Alaf and Piskin. He brought 22,000 Piskin, pieces of paper. With Kosav Alehim. It's a lot of writing. And he wrote upon the 20,000
Ben Levi.
Yal Shleisha Veshivim Umasayim on the 273 Kosav Alehim Chamesha Shkom. So this is not like Cholak. He didn't leave a Cholak. Each piece of paper, it says something. It's a very different type of technique. There's a whole Sabbath safe on Garolas. And like you go and you analyze every time girl in the Torah, the Yeshua, Achan, all those similar girls, each girl is unique. It's unique. Look, the Asarah Gemalchus, Yadu Garolas, the Nasi, so they cast lots. Who should be the first one of the Asarah Gemalchus?
You mean the Romans?
The Romans. Who should be the Nasi or the Kohen Gadol? The Kina says, Yadu Garolas. This is a very significant thing in the Kina, that the death of the Kohen Gadol, the Nasi, came about through a lottery. Eretz Yisrael came, it was the Gemara, that was the Golus, that was the final Golus. The Haschol of Eretz Yisrael came through a Goyol, and the Yitzir of Eretz Yisrael came through a Goyol.
Hippil Pur, or Goyol.
Right. So a lot of Goyolos, this I have also a whole topic of Goyolos. Every little part of the Gemara is teaching you Yisoydus of the different types of Goyolos, a lot of depth in the Gemara. So Kos Sablem Achamisha Shkolim, so 275 Shkolim. Bilalan, so first the mixture was done, when the son of the Kalpi put into a box. Amalem, he told all 273 firstborns, Timu Piskechem, take your pieces of paper. Mishal Yodu Ben Levi, Amalek Kvar Piduacha Ben Levi. Ah, so anyone that got Levi, Kvar, same thing. It has already been from before, you've already been redeemed. Moshe says, "Oh, it's your mazel, your fate. It's been a shemayin that you should pay 5 shkalim." Rabbi Shimon said, "David, that concludes the Shul Gemara." Okay, vayishaaru. It says it was left over shnei anoshim b'machne. So the Gemara is the yesh oimim. Okay, that was the Gemara's first interpretation. Go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What?
Yeah. What does the Gemara say? Vayishar shnei anoshim yesh oimim b'kalfein. What does it mean? Vayishaaru.
The papers.
There were 2 papers left over. The Gemara is going to explain in more detail in a few moments. But basically, these 2 people did not show up to the Gemara. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, he mailed, certified mail, 72 piskin. Moshe Rabbeinu, he made invitations to come to the Goyal. You have been selected as a potential shevet for Klal Yisrael. Each shevet, Moshe Rabbeinu selected 6. Moshe knew them all, which was in the pasuk. Moshe said, so each shevet, they're going to be six people that are going to be listen, each. So in each shevet, there were six members that received a certified invitation to attend the Goral. And at the Goral, Moshe made an announcement, everyone who has potential to become a shevet, pick up the only two of the 72 that have been invited, two of them will not be. And to determine who will be the two that will not be, we can do the Goralas. Only 70 people showed up, which means, and there were two more piskin that were left in the box. In other words, two people did not show up. Okay. They sent an invitation and didn't show up. So therefore, that's what it means, Vayishaaru.
Uh-huh.
It was left over, Yeshayim, go back to the top of the very one started, Yeshayim, Bekalfe Nishtairu. There were two pieces of paper that were left over in the box because two people did not show up to do why they were humble. They said,
interesting, Rashi doesn't learn like that.
What?
On that pasuk.
Okay, but over here, okay, we have to go back. Now we have another opinion. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it does not mean in the box, it means Bamachane Nishtairu. The same idea. No one's coming to see what happened there in historical land.
But see, it says two guys didn't show up.
Because the question is the pasuk, is the Pshuta Shel Mikra referring to the piece of paper? Or is the Vayishar means that the people, they didn't show up? The Machan and the Shtayr. The Shah, Shemulah, Keshmach, Lamash, Esli, Shem, Ish, Amulah, Eldad, Omed, the people didn't show up. Ain Anurim, Loisik, we're not right. They were humble, we're not right. Even though we got a certified invitation to show up, we're not coming. Since you humbled yourself, you felt you didn't come, I'm going to give you more greatness. What was the Gdashim gave them? All of the Nevi'im, they said Nevu'ah and they stopped. Their Nevu'ah came to an end. They said prophecy, and
why
the day came. That's the Metzias. The Metzias says Hashem only gives Nevu'ah to a person that needs Nevu'ah, so the Nevu'ah is no longer needed. So it came to an end. These other Meidot.
Weren't they not such great guys, Eldad and Meidot?
What?
Your half-brothers to Moshe Ben.
They weren't such...
Tzadim Gemurim.
They were just prophesizing that Yeshua is going to end.
They were very, very great. They were very, very great. If they were humble, they did not want to. They did not want to show up.
Something negative happened with them. I don't
remember. We'll see in a moment. Yeshua said they should be cursed. They should be killed because they said the Moshe is going to die. Let's see. The Gemara talks about the entire story. It's very interesting. There's some people, you know, they have their day in the sun. You find a certain like some rabbanim, you know, you're so interesting in life. You see the nisnabu. You have people that are they're public figures and they mamish, they produce, and they phase out. They retire. You don't hear about them anymore. And there are people that are mamish. Leading Klal Yisrael until the very end, until they die. The last moment, you know, the mamish, gedeli Yisrael, the mamish, like a pop. Mamish, the day before you die, like they schlepped him in the shuva dinner and an ambulance, like mamish, a few days before you died. The mamish, nisnabu, v'loy pasku. Other times you see gedeli Yisrael, wherever they go, but nisnabu, v'pasku. You know, they phase out. Not the gedolim, but it's a different siyata shma. It's a different hashkafa for every single person. Hashkafa in the person. V'loy pasku, unbelievable bracha. V'loy pasku. Why? Because they were humble. They were not oisik and covet. Fighter. Uman nevu and nisnabu. What was in the vuush and nisnabu? Humble. This is Moshe Meis. What was in the vuush? Have a three-way machlokes. What exactly was in the vuush they said at this time? Moshe Meis. Yoshua Machnis Es Yisrael Aretz. Now, obviously, it doesn't sound very pleasant. Why would they want to say that? It could be, you know, Nevuah, you know, you're not allowed to hold it back. When Hashem gives a Nevuah, you have no choice, you have to let it out.
Okay.
So therefore,
that's only if it has to be
prophesied. Say for Yeriyah, it appears it's like a woman who's pregnant. It's got to come out one way or another, whether you like it or
that's
not.
That's only Nevuah that has to be said for Klal Yisrael.
What?
You can't hold back. If it has to be
we don't know
what individual
is. We have no shaykhs to have any asaga. But they say a rabbi is pregnant with a drasha. You ever hear that expression?
No.
There's an expression that the rabbi is pregnant with a drasha, which means got to get it out. You got to say your piece.
So what's wrong here?
What?
So what's wrong here?
So they said no. Is it pleasant? The God
of Hadar. Moshe himself is funny. It's Rishpashim. He tells the Klal exactly that. I was in Zaychim.
Moshe can say it. There's a cloud in life. I can make about myself a joke. I can make about myself
but
a joke.
But if they got the Nevuah, you just
deprecating.
If they got the Nevuah, so yeah. They have to say it.
Exactly.
So what's the Taina?
There is no Taina. Or maybe there, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Which is a time.
A deprecating humor, right? I consider myself the nastiest thing.
It was
things,
a time,
right? So it's a joke, If someone would say,
why was Yeshua upset?
Let's see. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. But you could say about yourself whatever you want. There's nothing wrong. But if someone would say even a mashu negative, what I say about myself, I'll kill him. That's the way it goes. That's life, right? I can get up from the whole world and say, oh, I'm a shaita, I'm a fool, I made these mistakes, or this. If someone would say about me even a mashu, and I find out about it, go berserk. Okay, you read it, mamash, I read it off. So you see, Moshe in this week's parashah, he says whatever he wants about himself. But for someone to say that Moshe, he's going to die? Ha ha, you're not going to go and direct your show? Hey, that's serious business. But it was
wasn't that well known, well established?
No. Moshe's task was to take Klaishon there. Let's see. Abachon Noimba. Mishum to live for the time. First time says it was this man. Abachon Noimba. Mishum Rabbi. Mishum Rabbi. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Al Iskish Slav Hein Misnadem. Ali Slav. Ali Slav. Arise. Like Ali Be'er. Ali Be'er.
Yeah.
This was the Nebuah. The Slav, the birds that are going to provide food, the meat for Klaishon. Ali made a send. What's the gedul of the Ali? This love was not a very good thing for Klai Yisrael. It was a chait.
Yeah.
A complaint. Okay, I don't know. I really don't know.
It's not necessary.
What's going on with this love here?
They're prophesizing that the day is going to come when the Jewish people are going to complain to Moshe Rabbein that
Is there another thing that they prophesized about?
The question is either one or the other. It might be mutually exclusive. There's a three-way machlek. Is the pasuk says,
What they prophesied.
What was the nevuah? Tanakhama says they were misnabe. Moshe Mace. Second opinion says they were misnabi on the slav. Ali slav, Ali slav. Rav Nachman Amar al iske goygu mago you misnabi misnabi al iske goygu mago you most hamshiach. Okay, three opinions. Shemay ma pasuk koyma Hashem lokim this nicheskel. So Hashem lokim ha'ato who asher dibarta. Is it you asher dibarti that I spoke to by yomim kadmonim in the earlier days beyond avodai in the via Yisrael. Through my prophets, Hanivim, that prophesied by Yomim Mohem, Shonim years, Lohavi Oischa Alehem, there are going to be certain types of years of, very frightening, Gogomong is going to be the culmination of years of difficulty, which I'm going to bring upon you, Vagoymer. Okay, so that's a pasuk. We're not going to, I don't know Pshat on the pasuk. I didn't look up the pasuk before enough time, but basically, I'm just lazy. But the point over here is that this pasuk over here is describing what's going to be in the Moshe Mashiach. And Hashem is saying that about what's going to happen, and this is already predicted in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu about the years, the shanim lahavi that I am going to bring upon you. This war of Milchemes Gogomog. The Mar makes a drasha: Al tikre shanim years ella shinayim too shinayim. So this pasuk in Yecheskel that it's talking about, Hashem is telling Yecheskel, do you remember the episode that I already predicted about Gog and Magog, about the years that are going to come? Don't read the years. It means the two people. There were two people already from time immemorial that were misnade about what's going to be at the time of Milchemes Gog and Magog. Who are the Shanayim, the two people? Eldad Umedad. So that now it tells us, oh, now we finally know in Yecheskel by Yitznabu Machanet. It tells what they were misnade. Tanakhama says, Moshe Mace. Second opinion says Slav. No, the Beferish Apostle. It says they were Misnabe, the Shinayim were Misnabe, Goygu Magog, the Ezohein Shinayim. Who are these Shinayim? Nevim Shinisnabu Perkechod, Nevu Achas. Who are these two Nevim that were Misnabe at one point in time, this one Nevuah, about Mohammed Goygu Magog? Have you Omer? I'm going to suggest, the Gemara says, this Tana says, Amor says, Eldadu Medad. Okay, so the bottom line over here is to work from the staff is a three-way machlekes pshat in the pasuk by Yisna b'machne Moshe Meis Slav Ali Slav or Goy Gurogog. Obviously, you have to look at the farsh, and there must be some very great depth. And what is the significance of these three things? Ala Toida ve'Lavoida Gilas Chasadim. Go check out all the big threes in your book of numbers. It'll tell you the significance, and you can make drush and tell you what exactly this means. Amamar, now we go back. Now let's go back and say they got a bracha. Because of their humility, they got a bracha of v'loy pasku. All in the Nevi'im, their day in the sun was and it went.
Nice.
But they had the covenant all the way to the very end. V'loy, all the Nevu'ah went all the way to the very end. Amamar, kol Nevi'im kol nisnabu pasku.
But they still remained Sanhedrin, some of the Sanhedrin.
They remained, what do you mean?
Even though the Nevu'ah had left them, they still remained from the Sanhedrin. From the 70s.
First of all, did they even join the Sanhedrin? I don't even know. What happened at the end?
They didn't want to show up.
So I'm talking about how to show up. What? Maybe they were forced to at the end. They were forced to come. I think they were forced at the end. Yes. They didn't come.
No, but I'm talking about the other one that did show up. Whoever got the satellite said.
I don't know what happened to them. It's possible. They said Nevuah. All the Nevi'im at that time, they said Nevuah, but the Nevuah, okay, they retired. You know, it comes a point in time.
But that doesn't mean this. That their post as a shofar, as a Sanhedrin, left them, that was taken away from them.
I don't
know. Two separate things.
Okay, could be. We have no idea how it worked. Maybe.
You need Sanhedrin.
What?
No purpose to gather. You're right.
So maybe they remained as members of the Sanhedrin.
Yeah,
they did not have Nevuah. They did not have
Nevuah.
You don't have to have Nevuah to be a member
exactly.
of the Sanhedrin.
Exactly. Okay. What does it have to do with one? You're right.
Where do you know? How do you know that the Pesach they stopped? How do you know that Vilim is the Pesach by Yisnabu v'lo yosafu? Now this pasuk, this is very confusing, and the parish over here on this is something it doesn't really explain this too well. Okay, let me read what's over here on this pasuk. This pasuk, the pasuk over here is in the midbar. Vayir Hashem be'odin vaydabu elof vayotzel min aruach asher olav vayitin al shiv ish zekein vayir kinechal emruach vayisnav v'lo yosafu. Okay, now this pasuk is said in reference to the 70 zekeinim.
Yeah.
This pasuk is not said in reference to el lo meidad. The pasuk begins that Hashem Hashem put upon the 70 zikanim. Okay, that means we're referring really here to the 68 because they were saying they're unique. Vayisnabu, they began to prophesize the 70 zikanim, really the 68. Velo yosafu. Now, what does it mean velo yosafu? Velo yosafu means they did not. The Gemara's maskana is going. They did not continue.
Right.
Means they prophesized then, at their inauguration, but v'lo yosafu, they did not continue. Kol gadol v'lo, there means come to an end. Let's see, the Gemara is going to explain. So vayisnabu v'lo yosafu. So it means they did not continue. The Gemara now at this point, this pasuk seems to indicate they came to an end. It was only for the time. V'lo yosafu, we're going to translate at this moment. They did not continue. Okay. Elamiata, really? Is that how you translate the word yosafu to mean they did not continue? Go to Matan Torah. Matan Torah, it says, Kol gadol v'lo yosaf. You have to be consistent. And the voice, the kol, did not continue. Really? That's incorrect. Hachinam lo osif, that the voice of Hashem does not continue? Who? That can't be, because of course, that's apikorsis. The voice of Hashem continues forever and ever. So just like by Matan Torah, the word osaf means did not come to an end.
Right.
So when it says by the 70 zakenim, which we're referring really specifically to the case of Nel Eldodom, the 68 of the 70, the majority, when it velo yosaf, it also means it did not stop. They kept on going. Like the Energizer Bunny keeps on going. Velo does not end. Eldle pasaku. So therefore, back with the kasha. It's back with the kasha. El Gemara says Hacha El Haksiv VaYisnabu. So the Gemara says, you're right. That pasuk is not a raya. That pasuk is mashma. It's mashma that it was given to them nevuah. The lo yosafu. It continued for years and years and years and years. But eventually, it came to an end. Eventually, it's not a kasha. They got nevuah and the lo yosafu. It did not stop. It kept on going. But everything comes to an end at some point in time. It stopped. How do you know it stopped? Because it says vayisnabu b'loshen ovar, elo hachaksiv. It says vayisnabu. It says there in the Torah records that the Shechina came down and put upon them, and they vayisnabu in the past tense. Hasam ksiv by eldad umeidad. It says misnabim in the present tense, which indicates the difference between the two is that it was ongoing. Misnabadayim misnabim hachak, and it kept on going on. Okay. So that is Umar's maskana.
So
we're
saying Yisnabu is the past
present.
And therefore?
And it has a connotation that it's continuous. It continues forever.
But how do you know that it came to an end?
It didn't come to an end. By the other Zikanim, it came to an end.
I'm talking about the other Zikanim.
Vayisnabu. Vayisnabu is the past tense.
And by the Edom Meidah?
Misnabim. It's Misnabim versus Vayisnabu.
Oh, I see.
Vayisnabu is the past tense. Mm-hmm. Misnabim is the present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So therefore, that's how the difference between these two. Adai misnabim holchem. Now, that concludes this Gemara. Okay, so now we have a Yesoid that there's a chilek between the Elder and the Maidon and the Shor Zakenim. Shor Zakenim were Pasku, came to an end, and Elder and the Maidon, the Nebu never came to an end. So that means Slav is ongoing. Hashem always provides Parnassah. Goyg u'Magoyg is ongoing. It's all, we're always in the battle of Goyg u'Magoyg, and the idea of Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis, which means there's always going to be someone to take over Klal Yisrael. Hashem will not leave Klal Yisrael without a Navi, a leader. That's a it's ongoing. You see, it's a murder Gemara.
Yep.
What was their Nevuah? Whatever the Nevuah is an ongoing Nevuah.
For all generations.
All generations in these three dimensions. Right. If that was a Nevuah, I understand why Yehoshua got angry. Moshe, I want you to, Moshe, you know these people over here, they're rebels. Kiloim, destroy them.
Why that makes sense? Why? Because
you're saying Moshe going to die. Who would have the chutzpah to say, oh, we can't wait until the God of Adar dies? Who would have the chutzpah?
They didn't say they can't wait. They're just saying he's going
to
die.
Moshe, so even saying that, you censor. How can you say that? What kind of chutzpah is that to say, oh, the God of Adar is going to die soon? Rabbi said, let's get ready. What kind of business is that?
Right.
So therefore, we understand why he said Kiloim. The other two, the Slav and the Slav. Moshe called him. Why are you so upset? What's so terrible? The Gemara says the law or the chara the havile kitam lehamayr halach b'fnei rabbi. It's not their cheretz to say prophecy. Doesn't say what they say. Maybe they kept it themselves. They're quiet. They said it to the wives. They kept it quiet. This he was saying. They were saying it publicly. They were saying it publicly. In the mail, the Gemara says it's not their cheretz. The fact that I know what they're saying, it's public knowledge. What they're saying over here, it's not their cheretz. It's like a talmid hamayr halach b'fnei rabbi. You knew you saw it. Saying nevuah is begeder being a talmid b'fnei rabbi.
Since Moshe was around, they shouldn't have said.
Right, derecherts. Okay, derecherts. Bishleimal, Mandel Mahanachad, the other two, the last two, Hainadach said, Meetain. So Moshe says, Gewaldik. Yeshua, what are you so upset about? Even though Taka, Moshe, it was not derecherts. So Moshe can be Michael. A Rebbe can be Michael on his
own. Ah, everybody.
A Rebbe can be Michael. They're saying good to Zachar, they're saying about Gomorrah, they're saying about, they're saying so even though you're right, Yeshua, it's not derecherts. Kiloim, you're right, Zach, but I have the power to be Michael. On such a thing, but Elamand Diyama Moshe Meis. So they're saying Moshe is going to die. So Moshe is saying, leave him alone. Good, because of the hate. So the Gemara is saying, Mi Meinich Havi Nechalei. Is it night? That's not correct. When a person says about you, oh, you're going to die. You don't go say about the person. Go. You can talk like that. That's not the way it goes. You don't. If someone is saying prophecy that you're going to die, Moshe says, good, very good. I'm going to die. Moshe didn't want to die. Moshe wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. V'asvo eschanan, the sixth parasha. For eschanan el Hashem, but it's 515 tefillos, culminated.
But he told him to stop. Hashem.
So therefore, the Gemara Sakasha. So the Gemara says, lois saimur kamei. The Gemara says, no, eschanani. According to this opinion, Yehoshua did not tell him what they said. He did not tell him all the words. Yeshua did not tell him all the details. So therefore, Moshe Taka did not know. If Moshe would have known exactly what they said, Moshe would not have said, leave him alone. So that's a very big chiddush. Moshe didn't know.
When it came to his death, and then Yeshua would lead the
Yidden. Yeah, so he didn't know. According to his opinion, that Moshe never found out exactly what they said. That's why Moshe was not upset. My kiloim. What does it mean? What was the curse? Kiloim. Destroy them. So there's a famous Gemara. Amar amalei hatelem tzarchei tzibor v'en kolim aleim. Yeshua said, don't hold them down in the mikvah. That's not what I meant.
What?
Don't hold them down in the mikvah. He didn't say that. He said, give them a job. Tzarchei tzibur. Appoint them. That will kill them. Give them rabbonus. Give them rabbonus. The tirdus of the deepest hakovet is going to wipe them out. all the difficulties of being a rabbi, the tzarchei tzibur will wipe them out. Famous Gemara. Hatel aleihem tzarchei tzibur. Put them in a position of leadership. And nineila vehein kolim me'aleim. That's going to cause them to cease to exist due to the difficulties of leading Klal Yisrael. That was the curse. It was like an indirect type of curse. Vaita. Now we finished the Agad. Now we go back to the Halacha. Minayin lahavi oid shleisha. So the Gemara says, the Gemara makes it this. The Gemara is reviewing the previous Gemara. You have to have 23 Dayanim. The Shavtu Eida v'Yitzilu Eida. And then it says Lapishna. And then you have to have 10-10. 10-10, and you're not allowed to have, you have to have a majority. You have to have a majority. You have to have two people, a raw. you have to have you have to first what the pasuk says later two the Gemara says I've got the pasuk, but the Gemara Darshan, you have to have two people more for Ra. In other words, you have to have at least 10 people, potentially there'll be 10 people to say good. V'shaftu v'yitzilu ha'eda. And then it says v'shaftu ha'eda. So we're starting off with 20. And then it says you have to have it, if you want to go paskin chayiv, you only can paskin chayiv if you have at least two more people say chayiv than say potter. So from v'shaftu v'yitzilu ha'eda means you have to have 10 good people. And then you have to have at least 10 people that say chayiv. And now you need two more. If you want to declare guilty, you have to have at least two more.
Okay.
So so you have to have 21, 22. So you're already up to 22.
Right.
And now, ein bezin shakel. Ein bezin shakel. You can't have a bezin that is even. Because if you want to declare innocent, it's going to be 11, 11. So therefore, you have to have 23. So it should be 12, 11. So the Gemara says over here, so that's how this goes back to the previous stuff tomorrow. How do you have to 20 judge? The Gemara says, Kasha, wait a minute. Let us say we want to declare guilty. What is going to happen in a situation where we're going to have 12 people say guilty and 11 people say innocent? What are you going to do now? What are you accomplishing?
You still don't have to.
So you still don't have to. Very good. So now if you want to declare innocent, you can declare innocent. If you want to declare guilty, if you have a situation where you have 10 people, or even 11 people that say innocent, and you have
a million people. No,
you have 10 people. So the question is, how are you going to have a situation just because now you're going to have 23 judges, it's still possible, where you can have 11, verse 12, 11 say innocent, 12 say guilty, you don't have two more people say guilty. Exactly. That's the Gemara's kasha. Basic question. Saif l'ra al pishnaim loy mishkachas la. Very good. You've come to a beautiful lumdis and how the bezin must need there to how you need 23. But when everything is said and done, you still have a hechatimsa now where you're going to have a situation where you can have a 12 telling you guilty, 11 telling you innocent, and it's only one more.
To make someone innocent, you have to have one more.
Just one more, right. So that's okay. But being guilty, you need two more people. So, if you're going to have 11 people, mezakin, it's only one. If you're going to have 10 people that are going to say zaka innocent, and you're going to have 13 people saying guilty, then tulasa have, so that's nothing is wrong with that, but it's still tulasa have.
If two more work, then three more should work also.
So why you have the bezin shakel? What's the purpose of bezin shakel? You're not accomplishing. You're never really fulfilling what the Torah says. Raw, you have to have two more people. Torah saying two people has to be a hechatimsa of exactly two people. You're asking a good question. What is Rashi saying in these words over here? Rashi says. Let's see, Rashi, there's no Rashi on this. Okay, there's no Rashi. Let's go weiter. Omar, Rabbi Averbo says, you're right. What it means over here is, when you're going to add. In other words, the case going to the Hechatim is going to be the case where you have, let's say you have one Dayan says, I do not know. I don't know. You have 23 Dayanim, and a Chayiv Zakai, and one Dayan says, I don't know, I can't decide. So what do you do when you have someone says, I do not know? You have to add two more Dayanim. Look at Rashi, Bimo Stephen, Oysin Bezdin Shakul, then you're allowed to have an equal Bezdin. That's the unique halacha. The unique Yisrael of the Gemara is when you have a situation where one Dayan says, I do not know, you add two more Dayanim, and then it turns out that now, until now, we had a Bezdin of 23. Now we're going to minus one, because one of the 23 says, I do not
Correct.
Know, any Yodea.
Correct.
Now we're down to 22.
Yeah.
What do you do in this situation? You have two more. What do you have now?
24.
You have 24, you're going to have 12. They're going to say Chayiv.
Yeah.
And you're going to have 10. You're going to have...
So you take away
one, then you have two more. So then you're going to have a situation where you're going to have
12 and 11.
14 that are going to say, not 14, you have 12 that are going to say Chayiv.
Nee.
And you're going to have 10, that's 22. Let's do one side. Let's see. Madivri, I call you add two more. Okay, give me one second. I apologize. I don't have this clear. Okay, b'mosifim. Al mitzvah b'nimsa shim oisam hashnayim achalas 11 mezakin v'shloisha 13. When you have 24, similarly, I write 13 say chayiv, and 11 say potter. 13 chayiv.
Actually, guy is the four. Any
ideas? That makes sense. Actually, so therefore, the rule is a very unique halacha, new yisrael, which most people do not know. If one person, you have 23 dayanim, and one dayan says, "I don't know the answer. I don't know. I can't decide." So you add now two more. So he's out. The one that says, "I do not know," out. Leave the room. Goodbye. Goodbye. When one person leaves the room, you replace that one person with two more people.
Even though it's going to be a bezin shakel.
Oh, how can it be bezin shakel? That's exactly the yesod of the Gemara. The bezin ain bezin shakel is only when you initiate, when you start the bezin, for the very first time. But once the bezin has been established, then you replace two. So if you have now 24. That's the Gemara's drush. The Gemara's drush is 21, 24. Male now it's going to be 13 verse 11. You have two more.
But what happens if you have
22? Then my Stephen, the Devi Akal. Now, how do you have, let's say you have a 70 Dayanim. 70 Dayanim of Yehuda, it's always a Bezin Shakel. You have exactly the same Kasha. You have a Bezin of 71. Let's say there's a Bezin of Zakin Mamma. You need a Sanhedrin Agadol, right? 71. 71 Dayanim. So do you have, so it's 30, so it's 30, there's no such thing as having two people. Because it can be, it's going to be either, you're never going to have two people declaring Chayef. 71 is 35 36. And 36. So how are you going to have two more? It's either going to be
36.
It's going to be three more. It's impossible to have two more when you have an odd number. If you need two people to declare chayef and you have an odd number, it's always going to be three people. So therefore, that's the marshal kasha. You tell me you have a bezin shakel, but if the whole number is going to be an odd number, you never have a hechatimsa where it's possible to have with the Torah to follow the flavor when it says in the Torah of two more. Okay, so if valiba. So when it comes to a Sanhedrin Agadol, it's going to be 71. It's an odd number. A 71, you can't have two people more. So the Rebbe says, you're right. The only way you can have by the Sanhedrin Agadol is two more is when it's an even number in this Sanhedrin Agadol, which goes back to the beginning of today's daf. Our Sanhedrin Agadol is how many? 70, according to Rabbi Yehuda. 70 is an even number.
Hey.
So an even number, hey, you could have two more declare chayiv than one. You'll have 30... Three declare a 30, an even number. You have 33 declaring innocent, and you'll have
35.
You'll have 34.
You need 34, two more to
34 say innocent, and 36 say chayef.
Say it again.
34 and 36.
Yeah, and 36 to declare.
So this,
right.
36 is two more than 34. 34 plus 36 is 70. So you have an even number, and you have a hechatim, so there's going to be two more declaring guilty than declaring innocent. If you have 71, then you can't have two more.
Correct.
It's either going to be three more, or it's going to be one more. And one more is no good. So how do you have an even bezdin? So if you have a bezdin of 23, you got trouble. The way is, you remove one dayan, and you replace one with two. If you deal with the Sanhedrin Agadol, you have a solution. Where Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the Divrei Hakol. The Aliba the Yomah Hashem, the Yomah Rabbi Avo, the Mosif. Now the more reviews this halacha in much more detail. The Yomah Rabbi Avo, the Mosifin. When you are Mosif, when a die I do not know, you add Oisin Bezin Shakol Lichatchila. You can make a Bezin Shakol. That's the Gemara's Yisoid. You can make it when a dying walks out. I don't know the answer. He's out. You replace him with two more Lichatchila. Sheet, of course. What's the Chiddush? Where's the Mordi Chiddush? Mahu the same. Or you don't tell him to leave. A dayan says, "I don't know the answer." 23 dayan, I don't know. I don't know the answer. So you tell him, "Get out." Arois, why? Let me stay here. I have a nice chair. It has my name on it. I'm a Supreme Court justice. Let me listen to the deliberations. We'll bring in two more judges, and I want to participate. Maybe I have a chiddush. I have a svara to say that can shed light. If you don't have a suki shmeitz aliba de hilchasa, get out.
Right.
You have to come to a conclusion. We don't even listen to your logic. Musa, mahu the same ahay the kamay near there command the kigi sadami. He exists. The Yama Mil Safi says taka something shamin alay. So again, it's an odd number. He had two more, but the old dayan still remains. So it's still going to be odd. Kamash Milan Musa the high the Omar in yodeya command the less sadami. He's out. The Omar Kaima Loy Shaminale. He's not
it.
Part of the court.
Wow.
So it's not going to be 23. He doesn't know. He had two more. It's 25. No. That's you don't know. Point. Out. So therefore, you don't even listen to you. Therefore, it's male. It's going to be an even number. Everyone says guilty. All 23 dayanim say guilty. All 7 say guilty. So what's halacha? He's innocent. Why is he innocent? My time of the cave and sins. The gamide. We have a tradition. Halonas din lemevelin zchusa. You have to wait until the morning. When they declare guilty, you don't kill him right away. You wait until the father let you sleep over it.
Right.
Maybe in the middle of the night.
Maybe they'll change their minds.
The Hane Sulachazda, once they walk out, everyone says guilty, so no one's going to, it's not going to bother them. If everyone says guilty, so when the Yenim go home at night, they don't have a guilty conscience. Because everyone says he's guilty, so no one's going to try to be Melamed Zechus overnight. So the Halonas.
So I don't understand. So if everybody says he's guilty, all 23, no?
Yeah.
The Halach is you have to.
It's Pata.
The sleep.
It's Pata.
Because you always, the Torah says, even if you're guilty, no matter what the situation is.
Even if you leave it to the next morning.
You have to leave it to the next morning. Why? Why do you have to leave till the next morning? Because you want to give the young time to think it over.
Okay.
And so therefore, but if everyone says guilty, no one's going to think about it. No one's going to think it over. Because everyone says he's condemned. So because you cannot have a hechetimsa of giving him a zchus, so the Torah says you finish. He's exempt.
It's Pata.
So he's Pata. Su loy
chazilei.
I mean,
he's zaka. He doesn't get that.
Not necessarily. They put him in prison. They're not going to kill him with misas bezdin. With Misa's Bezin.
And why can't you say that next morning they're going to have a change of heart? Because you're putting somebody to death.
No, maybe
I was mistaken.
They're only going to have a change of heart if they know there's someone else that opposed. But if everyone is happy to get rid of
the guy, I see what you're saying.
You have to be very tall. You got to be a tall person. Gubale Chochma, you got to be wise. Gubale Made. Good looking guy.
You mean all the
good looking guy?
So this is all criteria.
Ubalei zikna, they have to be elder.
So these are the criteria.
Ubalei kshav, you have to
zikna, have a beard.
You have to know zikna. You have to be older person. You have to be 70 years old, 60, 70 years old. Ubalei kshav, you have to know magic. You have to be a lucky muflug in Harry Potter. If you don't have not read Harry Potter,
is that allowed
series,
to be knowledgeable of
awesome.
Kishif?
The yodim v'shim, you have to be ayin. The yodim v'shim, you have to know 70 languages. The shloitei sanesh shem es mipi andumi, because the nesh have testimony from an interpreter. You have to get testimony firsthand.
Right.
I'm Rav. Ain't motion. It's a national mission. The Tyrus of Sheretz. Only person that can be Matar Sheretz. Otherwise, you have to be so brilliant. And if not for the fact that it's Tame, you would say it's Tar.
May not Torah.
Omar. Make a call of a Chaimer. Omar Rav. Ani Odun.
Is this an additional criteria?
Additional criteria. Ani Odun. Umratarenu. I will judge.
Who said this?
I'll make now a call of a Chaimer to show that a Sheretz is tar.
Yeah.
What's the kalvachim? Why do I man nochash? Tar. A nochash can bring death. Is the source of death. Yet a nochash is tar. Right? And this, a nochash is not one of the shonim shalatzim. So sheretz. Ain't the name is man nochash. Tumah. Ain't the din sheitar. So a sheretz that doesn't have the power. Is poison the sheretz can kill. Al achas. So certainly it's not going to be on tar. The loy the gemara says no. The din is a kalvachim. I'm eligible to serve in the Sanhedrin. I made a Kal V'chomer to show it. The only reason why it's because the Torah says it's Tomei. But if not for this, I can make Kal V'chomer to argue that it's Tar. That's what you have to be capable of doing. All the more, it's not a good Kal V'chomer. V'loihi midi dehavi akoitz ba'alma. Look at a thorn. A thorn can kill also. Rashi says, V'loihi v'lav Kal V'chomer de'en v'zechomer in humeimu sumar be'atumah shabit kumekin yesh koitz m'shem m'nisin. There are thorns. Okay, poisonous thorns, it seems. Umar bin Tumma vehein tohoirin. Thorns are surely not like this. A thorn can go and can bring about death, maybe a poisonous tree, and it's a piece of wood, and there's no Tumma. So you see that just because a nochash has the koyach to kill, it has no relationship to the laws of Tumma. And so too, when it comes to a sheretz, just because the sheretz cannot kill does not mean that it should be tar. The two are not related. The two are totally not related in the Gemara's opinion. a thorn is also something which could kill.
It'll be no worse.
A sheret will be no worse. That's the equivalent like that. Even if he goes to the Kalkham, he's going to the Kalkham. Ma'ad can kill. But it's Tahar, and yet it's Tahar. So a sheret, which can kill, certainly should be Tahar. That's my Kal V'chaimer. That's not a Kal V'chaimer. I don't really understand. That's the truth. The law you love Kal V'chaimer to ain't the choimer. That's the key word of Rashi. It's not a chumra. Im hu meimis umar betuma. Kal V'chaimer is, look at a nachash. Because a nachash is davar chumra. It can kill. Now, we'll have to do this tomorrow.
It's fine.
You have it early. 8 o'clock.
Bye. You guys have this.